In southeast London today, the 8 British men charged last night with terror offences appeared in court for the first time. The 8 are charged with conspiring to commit murder and conspiring to use radioactive, chemical, or explosive materials in an attack. Some of the men stand accused of possessing plans of buildings in the U.S., the New York Stock Exchange, the Prudential Building in Newark, buildings that have been identified as potential terror targets. John Steele of the British Daily Telegraph is covering this story and joins us from London. John Steele, have the authorities offered any more details of the conspiracies that they accuse these men of taking part in?
It has to be said that very little fresh came out in the hearing this morning, which was brief. There was no application by the lawyers for the 8 for them to be released on bail, so there was no great discussion of that. It was made clear that by the Crown, the prosecution, that they consider these people have a deeply felt ideology and were willing to carry out serious or dangerous acts.
U.S. officials have been quoted here as saying that one of these men may be a top Al-Qaeda operative in Britain. What are people in Britain saying?
Well, I think they attach a good deal of significance to some of the individuals in this case. Whether at the end of the day the US claims will be justified at the height of them, if you see what I mean, I don't know. But there is always more to these cases. And what has been made clear as well is the phrase "the tip of the iceberg" has been used. There's an awful lot more investigation, I think, to go on for the police and the intelligence services around this case. They have, for example, they found no bomb-making equipment, no explosives, none of the material that they would use in such a conspiracy. So that line of inquiry is going on.
Do we know how far it's thought that these men actually advanced their conspiracy? That is, just talking about acquiring such weapons or efforts to try to procure such weapons? Any idea?
I think that there is an indication that police have a number of inquiries into attempts to source, to get some of the material they're talking about. In this case, the intent is allegedly there, but the materials have yet to be found. And clearly they believe that they were going down the path towards trying to get hold of anything they could.
Is the implication of the charges here that this was an active group of conspirators who had some attack on either the Prudential Building or the New York Stock Exchange or the International Monetary Fund? They actually had a plan underway.
Spell that out. The conspiracy doesn't spell that out. The conspiracy to murder or to cause an archaic British term, public nuisance, but to use the radioactive and chemical material, doesn't spell out targets, but it's undoubtedly there that they are also charged, a number of them, with possession of the reconnaissance plans. And it's couched in terms of that it would be useful to somebody wanting to commit a terrorist act. So there's a clear surmise there that one of the potential sets of targets was in America.
What sort of burden is there on the prosecution in Britain to make a conspiracy case of this kind? Do they actually have to show that these 8 people all had a real plan that they were working on, or might a more hypothetical conversation suffice?
Well, I think conversations will come into it. I suspect an awful lot of it, though, will be based on computer communications, who was involved and had knowledge of the reconnaissance plans. That's the way it's stacking up at the moment.
John Steele, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Many thanks.
Reporter John Steele of the Daily Telegraph speaking to us from London.